It's the third Sunday in Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today's Roman station is St. Lawrence outside the walls. This is the second station so far during Lent in honor of this Roman deacon and martyr. St. Lawrence outside the walls was built in the cemetery where the remains of St. Lawrence the deacon were venerated. In 258, when Lawrence was murdered, St. Cyriaca took his remains to the family's land in the Ager Veranus. Lawrence's simple grave was soon greatly venerated by the people, and so Constantine built a church here. The church is now two basilicas from 600 years apart, joined into one structure. Constantine's structure had been given additions, and then Pope Pelagius built a new church in the 6th century dedicated to the Blessed Virgin, but facing the opposite direction. And then he transferred here the remains of the proto-martyr St. Stephen, another deacon, and added them to the tomb of St. Lawrence. Honorius III tore down the apse of the Pelagian church in 1220 and joined the two churches together, so that the 6th century church became the chancel. During World War II, St. Lawrence was badly damaged by a bomb intended for a rail yard. Pope Pius XII came to comfort the people of the area, and there's a famous photo of that moment with the Pope standing with his arms out, and a statue of the moment was made later and placed at the Basilica. The Basilica has been restored, and you can now find here also the tomb of Blessed Pius IX. Cardinal Schuster remarks, "The Church celebrates her solemn stations in the sanctuaries of the martyrs in order to remind us that we are the heirs of their spiritual patrimony. Their blood cemented the first Christian edifice, and we, as children of the martyrs, possess their sepulchres and the places sanctified by their confession, inasmuch as we succeed them in the profession of the same faith." From Toward Easter by Father Patrick Troedek. According to St. Gregory the Great, there are several types of devils. The one presented today in the Gospel is the devil of impurity. This unclean spirit seeks to taint souls sanctified by our Lord and tries to turn them from spiritual into carnal and even bestial. He tries to plunge them into a state of abjection that makes them worse than animals. And our Lord wants us to have a particular revulsion for this devil of impurity among all the other devils, for, according to St. Gregory the Great, that devil is the most common cause of man's damnation. To fight against this devil, there are means of prevention and others of cure. One of these is the use of the sacrament of penance. It is important to know that the devil tries at the time of confession to arouse in man that shame which he took from him at the time of the sin. We should be ashamed of the sin, but not of admitting the sin. So let us take care never to make a sacrilegious confession by false shame. Moreover, let us not forget that in the accusation of a serious sin, we should always specify the number or frequency as well as any circumstances that change the nature of the sin. Next, let us love to approach the Holy Eucharist often. A heart-to-heart with our Lord is the best antidote to disordered attachments, and to the supernatural means, let us unite the practice of natural means. Let us flee everything that opens the door to these sins. Internet, violent and desensitizing electronic games, bad films, gatherings that are too worldly, indecent dress, bad companions. Let us also fly idleness, which is the mother of all vices. Mostly, let us love God above all things, as well as His Holy Mother, Queen of Purity. Lord Jesus, give me the courage never to let myself be caught in the trap of cowardly human respect by giving in to the pressures of fashion, and to make it so I never offend thee by immodest dress, incompatible with my dignity as a child of God.